Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 21st, 2013, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, it's a beautiful Monday here in Atlanta, Georgia. How about your area? It's a little brisk and cool, but we're doing good. And, of course, this marks a week full of possibilities and opportunities, and our goal should be to take advantage of all of the things that contribute to our well-being and success in business this week. I want to stop and say happy MLK Day and give honor to a man whose work shall continue to impact us all for centuries to come, and that is no other than Martin Luther King Jr. We all love him, and we hope that people all around the world are taking just a few minutes to reflect on how much he has impacted the lives to help change laws and to help fight for civil rights. So again, you know, I'm just honored that there is such a day to honor Martin Luther King Jr. We have a great show lineup for you today. We're going to pose a question and then try to answer it today, and that is, are e-newsletters still effective? Again, are e-newsletters still effective? Many of you have constant contact accounts, AWeber accounts, iContact accounts, and all different types of online accounts to help you to quickly send out messages to your mailing list. And, of course, e-newsletters have been around now for about 10 years, and a lot of people are asking the question, are they really all that effective anymore? So I'm going to try and give you some answers to that question. Also, we're going to share with you upcoming teleclasses at Women About Biz and what's going on there. And also, we have a hot topic for you today. Our topic is the time-savvy businesswoman. That's right. We're going to be talking a little bit about time management. We'll be sharing some tips and techniques to effectively take advantage of your time, so stay tuned for that. And, of course, we're also going to give you three business tools online that you can use for better productivity. Again, three business tools online that you can use for better productivity. And, you know, that's what it's all about, being a businesswoman, and really trying to make sure that you're doing everything within your means to help your business be successful. And the only way that we can do that is continue to go through trial and error of using a lot of different tools and resources, trying out a lot of tips perhaps that you might hear here on the show and in other places. And then those that work, driving it long and hard and making it happen for yourself. So stay tuned as we share those tips with you and those productivity tools a little bit later on. And last but not least, I'll be giving you some motivation for the week. So now is really a good time to flash over on another line and share the Successful Woman Radio Show with someone that you know needs a word of encouragement. They need to be inspired. They need to be motivated. And they've shared with you that they're either trying to start their business, trying to grow their business, or how really real they are in making it happen for themselves. So don't keep the show all to yourself. Flash over on another line and have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. And I want to remind everyone, last week I made a suggestion for all of the listeners on the show, and that is to go ahead and get just a simple style-bound notebook for yourself and use that as a journal for the Successful Woman Radio Show, because every show you're going to hear notes, you're going to be able to take notes, you're going to be able to hear resources and tips, valuable information that you can put to use in your business and even in your personal life. And so by keeping a journal and dating each show in your journal and then taking note of some of the things that you are hearing, that's going to help you to have a really good reference journal to go back to and put some of those things to use. We mentioned everything from Again, tips and resources. We read excerpts from books that we feel can really make an impact in your life. We are going to be having featured guests for our Wise Women series. So there's going to be a plethora of information out there that's quality for you, and you don't want to miss it. So don't forget, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and get a simple star-bound notebook and keep that as your Successful Woman Radio Journal. And that way you can have those notes and reference back to those notes. I also want to remind you, if you have not already, make sure you go to our website for the radio show, and that is SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. You can listen to the show archives simply by holding your mouse over show archives in the top gray menu bar. And if you'll notice, we've already put all of 2,000 shows up, and so you can go back and listen to November and December if you didn't get a chance to. And, of course, we'll be putting up the January shows for 2013 this week. So, again, make sure that you go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, and in the far right-hand column, make sure that you sign up for our update, prizes, and more that we offer through our e-newsletter. Again, I want to thank all of you who have tuned in for the show today. I know it's a holiday, and many people are getting some well-deserved rest, and so it's very special that you will invest some of your time to listen to the show today. Again, I want to encourage you, if you have not, to flash over and, again, let someone else know about the show and to get on the show. Again, the phone number is 347-637-2589. I want to, at this time, just go ahead and address the topic, are e-newsletters effective? Well, one time-tested technique in Internet marketing is in developing e-newsletters. Now, this could be daily, weekly, monthly, or even quarterly bulletins providing article introductions, tips, resources, coupons, and other interesting news for your clients and prospects to use. However, with the increasing annoyance of spam, and you guys know, I'm sure many of you on the call today, you know that that is not a fun thing, having to go through tons of email only to delete almost every single one of them simply because you've received too much spam email. So the increasing annoyance of spam, e-newsletters are getting lost in the email jungle out there, and many small business owners that once depended on e-newsletters to increase sales, you know, and bring awareness about the new services or products are now seeing an increase in the number of unsubscribes. In other words, people are unsubscribing from their e-newsletter. So many are questioning whether or not e-newsletters are effective or just a waste of time and money. So, you know, this question is, are e-newsletters still effective? Well, I think the answer is both yes and no. You see, in order to have an effective e-newsletter, the first thing you have to understand is, why are you creating an e-newsletter, and what is the purpose of an e-newsletter, okay? You see, some small business owners just kind of jump on the bandwagon without really understanding whether or not a marketing technique is right for their business or not. They just start doing it, and they have a tendency to mimic what they see, and really haven't taken the time to measure whether or not it will be effective or whether it is valid for them. So there are three key factors that are dependent on that question that I asked, are e-newsletters effective? That it depends on, number one, how you obtained your mailing list, okay? Now, this is a biggie because there are a lot of questions out there by individuals wanting to know what are the legalities of obtaining an email list, you know, what's right, what's wrong. And so I want to clear up a few things that I personally know about. I want to just let you know this. When you go to a networking event and you collect the business card and someone gives you that business card, it does not necessarily mean, okay, and I want you to understand this, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are supposed to take those business cards, database them, and then import them into your database for your e-marketing. In actuality, that is not considered getting permission, okay? And so one way to, you know, get around that is to basically, before you actually send out an e-newsletter, because they gave you their business cards, it does mean that you can contact them and connect with them. So the first thing that you should do is you should already have a templated letter prepared for that particular individual or for those that you're going to meet from that networking event, then customize it based on perhaps conversations that you've had with them. But simply you're going to let them know that you have a newsletter that comes and let them know the frequency that it comes and let them know that it provides valuable information that they can share with others, and also it provides discounts or resources that they'll be able to put to use. Let them know the benefits of really subscribing to the e-newsletter, and then include a link, a subscription link, for them to go ahead and subscribe to the e-newsletter. That's very, very important. Now, I know a lot of people feel like, well, if I don't just go ahead and add these names, they're going to say no, and then I won't be able to have them on my mailing list. But see, it really doesn't matter whether they're on your mailing list or not if you didn't ask them, because time-tested and proven, experts have discovered that when a person does not give you permission to have them on your mailing list, they are going to either unsubscribe or they're going to complain to the company that is sending the e-newsletters out, or they're going to complain to you and have you to take them off of the list, saying, I never gave you permission to do this. So you really, really want to be careful about that, because it can really incite a lot of anger in some people, especially for those people who happen to be experiencing a lot of spam. They're going to include you in that spam category. So you want to be careful about just at free will adding people's email addresses to your email list and thinking that you have their permission. Again, receiving a person's business card does give you permission to contact them, but it does not give you permission to have them on a recurring email list. So you definitely want to pay attention to that. Now, in obtaining names for your mailing list, some of the things that you really want to do, first of all, is you want to look at your website. Yes, it goes back to the website, because the website helps to lay your foundation for internet marketing. You really want to go to your website, and especially on the front page, and look at if you are automatically calling people to action on the front page of your website so that you can receive their email address, their name, and their telephone number. So you want to make sure that this is done on the front page. Usually in the front right-hand column, that is where you want your address bar for people to put their contact information and everything, and then you want to offer them something in exchange. For example, a free report or a free consultation, a free coaching session, a sample product. Give them a reason, okay? Give them a reason to sign up for your e-newsletter or your weekly bulletin or your monthly tips and resources. Give them a reason to sign up for it, which is very, very important. The next thing that I think is important is that in social networking, or if you are article writing, make sure that you have a good signature at the end of anything that you post or that you write. Make sure that if your goal is to increase your mailing list, that you, again, offer something that your prospective customers are going to want, whether it's a free report, whether it's a sample product. Offer that to them in exchange for their contact information and let them know, hey, sign up for my weekly tips and resources and get a wonderful sample of blah, blah, blah emailed to you right away, or a wonderful sample of my body lotion, which will be mailed to you at no cost, okay? But that's how you do it. But you have to do it on a consistent level. So we're going to be talking about later on this year in the show. We're going to be talking more about internet marketing and the purpose of it and all the different techniques. But I just want to let you know that this factor of how you obtained your mailing list will really help you to answer the question, is e-newsletter marketing effective for you or not? The second thing is in content. Content, of course, is key on the internet. As a matter of fact, it is the number one most important aspect of the internet altogether, okay? But sometimes people send out e-newsletters and they are either boring, okay, or they have irrelevant information on them, or the content is poorly written. So one of the whole purposes of doing an e-newsletter, while you want to build that relationship with your prospective customers or your current customers, it's also important to get people to visit your website as well, which is where everything is going on for your company online, right? So you want to make sure that if you have articles on your website, you want to make sure that you give them article introductions, but not the whole article so that the e-newsletter would be too long, but just a short paragraph with a link for read more going back to your website. You also want to make sure that you give them information that they can really put to use if you have a service business. If it's a product business, highlight a new featured product and tell them how they can get a sample of that particular product. Or at the end of the newsletter, give them a really good deep discount on that particular product. But content is very key in doing your e-newsletters, and this is one of the main factors that will either cause people to subscribe or unsubscribe when the content is really, really good. So I have a ratio that I have been using for a long time that works well for me, and I want to share what that ratio is. The ratio is that 60% of everything that I have in my e-newsletter is going to be resources and tips and various things that people can really put to use without needing me at all, okay? They can just put that information to use. And then 40% of that information in the e-newsletter is going to be about my company, what I've got going on, some things that they may want to take advantage of, and if need be, a coupon, what have you. But that 60-40 ratio has always served me very well, and I've always seen really, really good results. Now, a lot of people have asked me in the past, what is a good return on investment for e-newsletters, or what's a good open click average on e-newsletters? But, you know, what I would say is it's depending on how many people you really have in the mailing list and how many people it's going out. Because if you had only 30 people in your mailing list and let's say 15 people opened it, well, then, of course, that would be a 50% open ratio. Now, even though they open it, what did they click on? Because that is what you're really interested in. You're really wanting to know how well people click on your e-newsletter. So if you have a measuring tool to show how people are clicking through, then that would help you even more. Now, most of the e-newsletter companies, such as Constant Contact, which is one of the more popular ones, they provide to you statistics on click-throughs and open rates and how many people opened, how many people clicked, that kind of thing, which is valid, very, very valuable information because it can help you to fine-tune and improve the ratio that you're seeing, okay? So, again, the click-through rate is more important than the open rate. It's great that they opened it, but if they click on the things that you had within the content of your e-newsletter. Why is that important? Well, because the click-throughs means that they have gone to your website and they've started surfing and looking. Now, what happens when they get to your website is very important because, again, if you don't have any call to actions or if you haven't worked out what actions you want people to take if they land on a particular page, then that's something that you have to actually work through. However, content, again, is the second key factor. And then the third and last key factor is frequency. Again, part of the reason why people develop that e-newsletter is to build a relationship, to build a familiar trust with prospective customers and customers. So who are they? Who are prospective customers and what does it mean? For, you know, to build that relationship, that familiar trust. Well, familiar trust is basically, I would call it basically an emotion that people have when they have frequently seen someone's work online, whether it's an article or whether it's a post on a social network, whatever it may be. But every time they see it, it's always inviting and useful information. And because they have seen it for so long, they trust that information. So when they are actually asked to take an action on something online by that individual they have familiar trust with, they are more likely to do it. And so that is what your goal should be, is to create that familiar trust, to build those relationships by providing quality, factual, useful information, information that is going to benefit your readers. But the frequency of how you do that is very, very key. It's an important factor. Why is that? Because if you're only sending out a newsletter every quarter, then people really don't get an opportunity to really know who you are or really be able to build that familiar trust. In order to build familiar trust, they have to frequently see something that you have put out on the internet. So the frequency is very key, and I recommend in the beginning that for those of you that have a service or product business, that you consider at least doing an e-newsletter at least once every 21 days. Now, here I have a theory on once every 21 days. Every 21 days gives a person a feeling that they're getting something every 2 weeks, which is 14 days. That's kind of like a seven-day deficit there, but it makes them feel like they're getting it more often. Every 30 days makes them feel like they're getting it every 21 days or so. So, again, you really want to do, in the beginning, an e-newsletter once every 21 days. Now, based on the type of service that you have, if you are a coach or if you are in direct sales or anything like that and you're shooting out stuff to your team, then eventually you want to get to where you are sending something out at least every 7 days to your customers, okay, or to your prospects. So that you want to take a look at. And, of course, I want to remind you and go back to the number one key factor of sometimes why your e-newsletters aren't getting open. It could be that you don't have the right mailing list or that you did not obtain permission for them to have your e-newsletter, so people are unsubscribing. So, again, the answer to are e-newsletters effective can be yes or no, okay? I believe for myself as a service provider that they are extremely effective for me, but only if I am frequent with them and only if I have content that my readers are wanting to benefit from. So, again, you have to keep that in mind. And I hope this information is going to help you to go back and reevaluate your business, look at how you're marketing your company on the Internet, and really slowing it down and really giving yourself some time to evaluate and look at whether or not e-newsletters are effective for you. And if they're not, how can you get them to be effective by increasing your mailing list with people who want to subscribe to you, building quality content, and increasing the frequency that you send them out, all which take time. However, it's worth it if you're willing to put in the time to build the right type of list. Okay? I hope that helps you. We're going to go ahead now and move on to letting you know what is happening at Women About Biz. What are some of the things that we have got going on? Well, first of all, I want to let you know that we have a time management teleclass that is coming up that is really going to be wonderful. Now, you're going to hear later on some hot tips for time management, but this teleclass goes a lot deeper than that, and that's what you need to know. This teleclass is going to, first of all, give you information on how to identify your business priorities, how to automate many of your day-to-day tasks, how to gain better focus, tips for the solo entrepreneur, how do you better manage that time when you are working on your own and you're doing everything, And we're going to give you some other things that you must do in order to effectively use the power of your time. And so a workbook is included in this. Definitely resources are included. So you definitely want to register for this teleclass coming up on Thursday evening at 7 p.m., January 31st. Again, that's Thursday evening, 7 p.m., January 31st, and that is Time Management for Business Women. So I want you guys to invest that time in yourself and go ahead and register for this very important class. And many of the things that I'm teaching in this class have been through trial and error for my company. And as I learn the right things to help me speed up and move along, it works so wonderful. One of the tips I'll be sharing with you in the teleclass is going to be about how I actually build my contact list by doing something very valuable every single day, and that is calling individuals who are have joined me in my social networks or connected with me online in some way, and how that has actually helped to increase my contact list, believe it or not, by thousands. So I want to share that tip with you in this teleclass and give you the step-by-step way to actually do it. Also, I give you the tested tip that I use in my business of how I actually go online and look for different categories of businesses, and I find them, and I call and I introduce myself. And I always get really good response from that. So I want to share all of that with you. So, again, Time Management for Business Women coming up on Thursday, January 31st at 7 p.m., and you can register for that online, okay? And this is a wonderful teleclass that I think will benefit you greatly. Also, another class that we have coming up, for those of you who have been in business for 2 years or less or know someone that is looking to start a business, is the Her Own Boss Startup Seminar. Again, the Her Own Boss Startup Seminar, which is going to be on Saturday, February 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., all conveniently via teleclass. So if you know anyone that is getting ready to start a business and they really want some valuable information on the steps to properly start a business and how to really set the foundation so they can be successful from the get start, then you really want to take this teleclass or suggest to others to take it, okay? And then that's the Her Own Boss Startup Seminar on the 2nd of February. That's a Saturday from 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., conveniently all through teleclass. So to register for those particular classes or read more about them, just visit womenaboutbiz.com. Again, that's womenaboutbiz.com. Hold your mouse over events in the top red menu bar and choose teleclasses and programs in the drop-down, and from there you'll be able to see the classes and register for what you would like. It is 12:28 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, I promised that I would give you some time-tested productivity tools, and I want to mention three tools that I think are very, very valuable and that I absolutely love, okay? The first productivity tool that I've mentioned before on the show, but they have basically increased and have more features, and that is Hootsuite, H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E. Now, Hootsuite is a social media manager, and it allows you to make one single post and then tell it which of your social accounts you would like it to post on, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or what have you. So that saves you a lot of time, but it doesn't just stop there. You see, I really like and I use the scheduler on Hootsuite, and what's so wonderful about that is that you can actually schedule all of your posts for the entire week or the entire month if you have that much ready, but you can pre-schedule all of your posts and then tell it which social media outlets you would like it to post on. And it's like you were there doing it, but then it's automated, so you know it's already doing it for you. And I think that's just absolutely wonderful because it's saving you a lot of time, and yet it's still, okay, it's still getting your information out there, and it's still very, very valuable. So, again, that's Hootsuite.com. The second productivity tool that I like, I absolutely love, is called Do, Do.com, which is a free product of Salesforce. Do.com is one of the most efficient tools that I have ever used. Now, it used to be called Minimoon, and, of course, they were bought by Salesforce, and Salesforce added some and tweaked it a little bit and made it even better. So if you manage projects, or if you have someone helping you with other projects or activities that you do in your business and you want to be able to follow up and manage the production of that product, of that project, then Do is very, very good for that. Or if you're out and about and you need something to constantly remind you to follow up with different things, Do is such a thing, okay? It helps you to easily create projects, delegate tasks, establish deadlines, and receive progress updates. And it is one of the best project management tools that I personally have ever used. I use it right now in my business, and I just absolutely love it. It also allows you to upload your contact list, so that way if you need to follow up on a particular client or what have you, you can actually pull their names from the contact list and then actually create a list of follow-up or to-do items that need to get done for that particular client. So, again, I absolutely love it. And to take advantage of that, again, it's do.com. And right now it is a free online tool. Don't be surprised if they don't increase the price from zero to having it a monthly fee. But right now it's at zero, and I certainly encourage you to go take a look at that and see if it's something that, you know, you can use for yourself. The next thing I want to recommend to you is called AnyMeeting, AnyMeeting, AnyMeeting.com. AnyMeeting is a free screen sharing telephone or video conferencing tool. You can video conference with up to 6 people at a time, and you can invite up to 200 people to share a screen with you. Now, of course, this will save you a lot of time and a lot of money, you know, and this is something that I would encourage you to look at. Again, it's anymeeting.com, and again, this is a free screen sharing telephone and or video conferencing tool. So there are some really good free things out there that we can be trying out and seeing if we really, really like them. The big thing that I want to encourage you to do is to really evaluate what are some of the productivity tools you feel that you need. How are you currently managing your office on a day-to-day basis? And what do you find frustrating on a daily basis? Once you know what causes you frustrations, then you can go and look and see what type of productivity tools there are to help you. So, again, it's all about you being the CEO that you need to be for your company and evaluating, asking yourself those questions and looking at what it is that you might need. So, again, those are three great productivity tools that I know that you will like. And, again, that is do.com, which I absolutely love, and I encourage you guys to look at that. Then there's AnyMeeting, AnyMeeting.com, and then Hootsuite, Hootsuite.com. Three productivity tools that I personally use that really help me to save a lot of time. Next, I would like to, again, go over 5 questions that you need to ask yourself daily. And my question is that you have to give yourself a gift every day. So have you given yourself the gift of questioning today? You see, questioning is a wonderful way to really build your inner power, your inner strength, and to help you solve your own problems. So what I want to do is give you 5 questions that you should ask yourself every day. That means that you have to take out at least 30 minutes to an hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. So here they are. Question number one, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Again, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Now, this is going to be based on your weekly goals or even your monthly goals for yourself, but you should be able to clearly answer that question without hesitating. Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? This is a huge question. You know, these are simple things, but a lot of business women aren't doing these things, and as a result, they're not getting the success level that they would like to have. Number three, are my business activities on the schedule, that the activities that are written in your calendar, are they contributing to my goals for the week? Again, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Of course, it's so easy to pack your schedule up with so many to-do items and everything, but is it really contributing to your main goals, to what you want to have accomplished for the week? If not, then you've got to start clearing up some of that stuff so that you can put the items that really do help contribute to your goals. Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? Wow, that's a big question, huh? Who do I need to follow up with today? If you are in business, it is impossible for you to say, I don't have anybody to follow up with, because even if you don't have any prospects, it means that you need to follow up in getting prospects. It means every day you should have someone or something that you are following up with and that it pertains to your goals, okay? Number five, what results have I seen in my marketing? You are marketing, right? Because marketing is the cornerstone of every successful business. It can't do without marketing. And asking yourself this question every day will help you to understand that if you are not marketing, then that is why you're not seeing the results or getting the results. So these five questions are very, very important to me. I ask myself these questions, and sometimes I actually have said, no, I haven't did what I'm supposed to do, but it will remind me to do so, and I'll get it done. One of the questions that really helped me is number three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Okay. And I always look at my schedule to see if what I have put on the schedule is valuable and contributing to my goal. So the first thing that I have to know then is, what is my goal for this week? On Friday, what has to have been accomplished by Friday? So I want you guys to pay attention to that. So I will be mentioning these five questions on every show. And hopefully, by me doing that, it will penetrate your mind and cause it to become a good habit for you as you, you know, create the goal of being successful in your business for 2013. In just a few minutes, we are going to be talking about time management for business women and becoming time savvy, which is so very, very important. But right now, after this short musical intro, I'm going to give you some inspiration for the week. Basically our third week of January 2013, and I'm sure many of you have the goal of being successful for 2013, but it takes so much more than just saying you want to be a success. It takes so much more than just saying you want to create a six-figure or a seven-figure income. It's going to require that you take action. In order to make things happen, it's going to require that you invest in yourself, that you invest the time in addition to taking action, that you make sure you have created a good power team of people for yourself. So I want to encourage you this week and every week moving forward that you ask yourself one very, very important question, and that is, have I taken action on my success? Again, have I taken action on my success? You see, I believe that you can accomplish anything and everything that your heart desires. And how do I know that? Because I'm doing it right now, and I know that you can too. And so I want you to declare today that success is yours and that you'll take action, no matter how small, to move forward with being true to yourself. So let's turn that around and make that an affirmation. Repeat after me. Today and every day, success is mine. I will take action, no matter how small, to move forward with being true to myself. Again, today and every day, success is mine, and I will take action, no matter how small, to move forward with being true to myself. Take action, ladies, because it is the action that is going to really get you to the level of success that you want to be in. Stop worrying so much about whether or not the action that you're taking, okay, is going to work or not. What you need to be concerned about is if the action that you're taking, you've researched it, you've talked with others, and you believe that it can contribute to your goal, to your business vision. Once you're sure of that, take the action and stop procrastinating, but take the action. This is your success coach, Trina Newby, giving you yet one more piece of inspiration that's going to help you with your week. And now, ladies, we're going to go ahead and move into our hot topic for today, and that is becoming a time-savvy businesswoman. Again, becoming a time-savvy businesswoman. You know, time management, goal setting, organizing, procrastination, all of those are words that people start thinking about every January of every new year. Then somewhere along the line, they lose momentum and they basically stop putting into practice those things that they have learned about a lot of those words I've mentioned. But in order for you to be successful in life and in business, you must learn how to become time savvy. Now, what does that word savvy mean? Well, savvy simply means that you have a strong knowledge in a particular topic or subject. It means that you are in the know. And so time savvy means that you are definitely in the know about taking advantage of your time. You know, I used to like the word time management, and I don't see anything wrong with the word time management at all. I still like it. But I have learned that nobody can really manage time. You see, time is going to keep on moving whether we like it or not. It's going to keep on passing us by. And so one of the things that you have to understand is that it's not so much about you trying to catch time and manage it and try to control time itself, because nobody can do that. The only thing that you can do is manage yourself, right, and take advantage of the time that is passing by you. That is the only thing that you can do. So just as you get excited about payments from your clients or selling your products and service, you have got to get excited about, you know, time being deposited into your account every single day, every single week. You know, and again, I want to encourage you to take some good notes on this information that you're getting ready to get. Now, there are five ways to really take advantage of time deposited into your account. And that's what I say. Time, God deposits the time into every single human being's account. And what we do with it, guess what? It's up to us. I want to share with you number one, and that is how important that if you're going to take advantage of your time and be time savvy, that you have to really be focused on your business vision. I can't talk about that enough, but simply putting appointments and to-do items in your time management system without knowing whether or not they are contributing to your vision is an easy way not to get anything accomplished. And then at the end of the day, you look and nothing's been done, right? So you've got to take the time to actually create your business vision. Now, you can do that. I have really good instructions on creating your business vision at womenaboutbiz.com. As a matter of fact, if you look in the top red menu bar, hold your mouse over channels and go all the way down to her vision, you will be able to see how to create and write your vision, okay? So keep that in mind as you're looking at how do you, you know, write your business vision. Number two, I think it's going to be very important to be a time-savvy businesswoman that you evaluate your time schedule each Sunday evening. By evaluating your schedule each Sunday evening, there are two things that you need to be doing. Number one, as I talked about in the most important five questions you have to ask yourself every day, you have to look and see if there's anything in your schedule for the week that's conflicting or not contributing to your business vision, okay? And then the second thing you have to ask yourself is really, okay, if I know what my business vision is, what is my goal for the week, or what are my goals with an S for the week? What is it that needs to happen this week? Number three is, ladies, you need to create a structured system. You know, again, while being a business owner allows you some flexibility, structure is still required in order for you to get things done, okay? So one of the things that I talk about is really understanding and knowing what you should be doing daily, weekly, and monthly, okay? Again, what you should be doing daily, weekly, and monthly. Number four, always schedule your to-do items or your tasks. Those two words are interchangeable, to-do or task, in a time slot. Now, this is something that I talk about all the time, and yet many of my listeners and my clients still seem to be doing it. Ladies, you've got to get in the habit, okay, of stop using all these post-it notes and keeping a separate to-do list, okay? Because you're not going to get anything done if you're keeping separate lists and post-its all over the place, but you have a time management schedule also. You need to have one time management schedule that works for both your personal life and your business life, okay? And for every to-do item that you have that's supporting a particular goal, it's supposed to be in a time slot. So the only reason you're really keeping a separate to-do list is so that you can move them over, okay, move them over into a time slot. And I'm going to get more into and give some really good examples on how to actually keep, if you have a to-do list, how to actually manage a to-do list and get those to-do items over into your time management slot. There are some times when you're not ready to put a to-do item in your planner yet. There are some valid points for that, and I'm going to talk about them in the Time Management for Businesswomen teleclass coming up soon. Number five, consider working with a life or a business coach, and this is something I really want you to listen closely to. If you have been for months or even years trying to get things done and you feel like you are just spinning your wheels and you really have tried all kinds of things but you still don't feel that you can get things done like you need to, or you're not moving fast enough to get your business to the success level that you need to, it perhaps is time for you to work with a business coach or a life coach to really help you evaluate where you're going wrong with managing your time and helping you to create some successful techniques and then helping to hold you accountable until you're comfortable with doing it on your own. There's nothing wrong with that. And, again, I'll say it, you can't be successful all by yourself. You're going to need a team. You're going to need people who know more than you. You're going to need people to help hold you accountable. And that is how you're going to get ahead. And the sooner you you realize that and start admitting that to yourself, the sooner you are going to see success. And so there you have it. You have 5 ways to take advantage of your time. Again, 1, being focused on your business vision. 2, evaluate your time schedule each Sunday evening. 3, create a structured system so that you know what you should be doing daily, weekly, monthly. 4, always schedule your to-do items or your task in a time slot. And 5, consider working with a life or a business coach. And, of course, I would be more than happy to provide, at no cost, a Power Talk, which is a wonderful, energized 30 to 45-minute coaching session that will help you to figure out how to better make use of your time. If you'd like to take advantage of that, all you need to do is go to Women About Biz, click on Coaching Center, and once you're in the Coaching Center, on the far right-hand column, just click on Schedule Power Talk, and you will get one of my assistants to call you, and we'll get that scheduled right away. The most important thing you need to know about being time savvy is that you need to have only one system. There's no one system is going to be better than the other. It's your commitment, your action that's going to make that system work. So you need to have one system. So I want to encourage you to do that, okay? And last but not least, I also want to encourage you, if you have not already, to start putting those 5 questions that I talked about earlier into action for yourself, which is so very, very important. Well, we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank you for being a part of the show today. I want to remind you to please mark your calendar for Monday, January 28th, as we go to the last show for the month of January for Successful Woman Radio. And don't forget to share the show with your business associates, other women that you know need inspiration and motivation. Take care, everyone, and have a productive and abundant week. Bye-bye.